Thank you, son. Welcome back.
Thank you.
This is our future elder. It's back home from school. Glory to God. Is that me or is that an echo in the background? Is that an echo in the background, right? Glory to God. Huh? No, I think it's off. It's off. I don't know. Today my ears are very accurate, very acute. Folks, tonight, yesterday morning, I challenged the congregation to change the way that they view life. Many times we have the best of intentions and we view life in a certain way. But more often than not, God, He has His way of dealing with us, of putting the puzzle together. And some of us sometimes may get a little frustrated because things didn't quite came out the way that we wish it would have come. Next Tuesday, I'm going to end up with changing the way that we look at life. Tonight, I want to talk about mindset. Mindset. I once met a young person that was very upset with the family because according to this young person, the family would never do anything the way that this person wanted the family to do. And at some point, full of frustration, the person came to me and said, "You know, preacher, I respect you." I said, "Praise the Lord. That's why I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you now." Then I said, "Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good. You're not going to kill yourself, right?" "No, no, no. I'm going to run away from home." I said, "That's dumb." "Well, I don't want to lose my respect to you." "I said, go right ahead, son. My bad." He said, "I'm tired, tired, tired. In my house, nobody will do anything that I want. I always have to do what they want." I said, "How old are you?" 17. "Whose name is on the title of that house?" He said, "Preacher, you ain't helping." I said, "Dude, I'm just trying to let you know something, you know. Get used to it. Join the club. You find out in your life that 80 or 90% of the times, things will never go your way." I disagreed. "I have a bunch of friends and everybody's telling me I should get away from home." I said, "Don't do that, son. You're going to regret." "You know what, preacher? I don't have my family back. My family don't have my back anyway. My friends will." So that's the dumbest thing you can ever think. So after butting head with this kid for about 2 hours, he had a mindset. "I'm getting out of home." For much of the dismay of the family, nobody ever picked this. So I got in touch with the parents. "You know that your child's about to leave home." "Ah, nonsense. He always say that." At midnight, a friend came to pick up this kid, and the kid left. Just to find out that life out there is even more miserable than at home. At least at home, mommy here and there cook what you like to eat. You have washed clothes, a hot place of food, and out there was a dog life. That kid never finished high school. The opportunity came to join the military, and that kid couldn't join the military because back then, on those days, you had to have high school. I don't know today, nowadays, but you had to have high school to join the military. Today, this kid is flipping burgers, having a miserable life, such a smart boy. But one thing got that kid's life destroyed: mindset. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
You know, a mindset can be a blessing, and it can also be a curse. Do y'all know that? I believe that we need to make a firm decision to choose right thoughts. You maybe think, well, what may be right for you is not right for me. Well, then let's go to the scriptures and see what the scripture considers right thoughts according to the Word of God. Can we do that? In our days, there are certainly many types of thoughts that would have been considered unthinkable in the days of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when He was on earth. If we want to follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ our Lord, then we must begin to think as He did. Can we agree on this?
Yes.
This is what a disciple is all about. We are disciples of Christ, is that right?
Yes.
We are servants, disciples, whatever you want to call it. And if we want to call child of God, we should look like our Father and like our big brother. Some of you may be thinking, preacher, that's impossible. Jesus was perfect. Well, not necessarily. When I say not necessarily, I'm not talking about that Jesus was perfect. I'm talking about the idea that it's impossible to think like Jesus did. I have had people coming to me and say, I may be able to improve my thinking, but I don't believe I will never be able to think exactly as Jesus did. Well, for starters, in 1 Corinthians 2:16, we learn that your mind as a Bible believer is not like the mind of the world. My mindset, your mindset should be like this. Read it with me. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Stop right here. Who has known the mind of the Lord? I never heard anybody preach on that part of the scripture. I always hear people say, oh, we have the mind of Christ. Yes, yes. I never heard somebody speak on the first part of this verse. Who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Have you ever wondered why the apostle put that sentence before he says, but we have the mind of Christ? Many times we want to tell God how to bless us. We want to tell God how to conduct business. We want to tell God, listen, Lord, I want you to do so. Well, do you know the mind of the Lord, dude? To try to instruct God how you want things done? It is possible for you and I to have a godly mindset because we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Are you with me here?
Yes.
We have the mind of Christ.
Yes, we do.
But you know what? And nowadays, so many people are drowning in a sea of negative thoughts that has nothing to do with God, nor with the mind of Christ. Now that my eyes are coming back, I can read a little bit more now. I'm kind of just eating everything that I possibly can. And I just read a great psychologist in the United States said that the majority of the people in our country has a sick mind. This is a Christian psychologist. They are thinking outside the box, like the biblical frame. And when things doesn't quite go their way, they get upset. The amount of people that goes now into psychological offices or counseling offices with rage, vengeance, things that are outside the scope of having the mind of Christ is just ridiculous. It is possible for you and I to follow Jesus' footsteps and think as he did, because God has placed in you and I the mind of Christ. Tell your neighbor, God has given you a mind to think just like him. Not only has God given you the mind of Christ, God has also given you a new heart and a new spirit. Let's go to Ezekiel 36, verse 26 and then 27. Would you mind to read this with me? I will give you. Can we read it together? And I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you. So not only have we the mind of Christ, we also have a new heart given by God when we came to Christ. God has worked in our hearts through the regeneration to the point of not only changing our minds, but changing our hearts, giving us a heart of flesh. Amen. Not that hard heart that we used to have before when we didn't know the Lord as our Lord and personal Savior. Therefore, our mindset must be different from the mindset from the folks out there. Are you with me here? Yes. God has given us the mind of Christ. God has given us a new heart. God has given us a new spirit. So you get the whole package in there. Amen. Are you with me yet?
Yes.
I want to come back for this thing here in a while. But right now I want to say, as Christians, you and I have a new nature, which is actually the nature of God deposited in us at new birth. In the book of John, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, we read the following things. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is the Spirit. God has given us the mind of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians. God has given us a new heart, a heart of flesh, and God has given us the Spirit when we were born again into the family of God. Therefore, we have all the ingredients and everything that takes to have a different mindset, a godly mindset. You're still with me, right?
Yes.
In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 6, we read the following. Read it with me. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. We can see from this scripture that God knew if we were to heed His ordinances and walk in His statutes, that He would have to give us His Spirit and a new heart. In this case here, it also is equivalent to a new mind. This scripture here speaks of the mind of the flesh and tells us that death is the result of following the mind of the flesh, and life is the result of following the mind of the Spirit. Having a new mind in us, folks, not only brings life, it will also bring peace, something that the unbeliever can't have. I believe that we would make tremendous progress just by learning how to discern life and death in our thoughts. You may be asking, what do you mean by that? If something is ministering death to us, don't think about it any longer. Well, it's not that easy, preacher. Yes. When certain lines of thought feel us full of death or any kind of misery, we know immediately that this is not the mind of the Spirit. Get rid of it. I mean, why should we abide in something that will cause us to be sad, mad, depressed, disgusted? Let's say you and I start thinking about an injustice we suffered because of another person. Immediately, you and I are going to begin to feel angry, to get angry. If you and I start thinking about how much we dislike certain people, you know that this is not the mind of God. That's not the mind of Spirit. It's not ministering life. You know, discerning people will notice that they are being filled with death when they have this kind of thought. We're going to get upset. We're going to get tense, stressed out. We may experience physical discomfort, in some cases stomach pain, headache, undue fatigue. All this can be a result of wrong thinking. And this is why I think God has capacitated us and given us the mind of Christ. Now, on the other hand, if we are thinking how blessed we are, how good God has been to me, this is life that we're bringing in. I want to challenge you tonight to do something. Some days I'm really tired, and some days I'm frustrated with certain things. And right before you go to bed, even if you read the scripture, it feels like there's a heaviness on the air. Get that phone. Touch Bible.is. Pick up a book of the Bible. Hit play. Volume 3.5. And the scriptures is reciting on the background. It's one of the best night of rest that we can ever have. Why? Those scriptures is working on the background in this little mind of mine. And whatever work of the flesh that might be there is crushed. Amen. Last night I left it a little loud. It was almost volume 5. And I did it on purpose. I find myself at 3 o'clock in the morning reciting reciting the scripture in the background, and I woke up with my own voice reciting the scripture. And you know, this morning I woke up so light, so good. God gave us the tools to think alike, or to think like Him, to think like Christ. God gave us the mind of Christ. God gave us a new heart. God gave us a new spirit. The secret is not allowing circumstances and even the enemy to steal those things from us in times of difficulties. Are we still together? Well, it's very helpful to a believer to learn to discern life and death within himself or herself. Jesus has made arrangements for us to be filled with life by putting His own mind in us. And you know what? We can choose to flow in the mind of Christ. Yesterday, my beloved darling went out, so I spent most of the days alone or working in the office. And in the evening, I went out with Ted. So before we left, I went down somewhere, down Liberty Road, and it never fails. I'm coming, minding my own business, driving at speed limit, 40 miles per hour. And here come this 400 pounds of blessing, driving a Hyundai Sonata. Comes in from the project opposite the fire station. The way that the person came in just merged into Liberty Road. And when I saw that, I smashed on the brake. The guy that came behind me moved to the other lane. He honked his horn, and I'm about to do it. I didn't. So the fellow turned on Deer Park, and I moved from behind those 400 pounds of blessing. We come to the traffic light. The light is red. She looks at me and then she goes, nothing happened. Then when she looked, I did. She goes, God bless you. Thank you. And I just continue. You know, times comes in life when we have to be smarter than the devil. This was a trap. Well, I'm trying to exercise the mind of Christ. And you will understand it in a few minutes. So I'm going to give you simple ways, to flow in the mind of Christ. Yes. Tonight I'm thinking I'm going to be only one because it's already 8 o'clock. Good grief. Number one, think positive thoughts all the time. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Well, Preacher, you don't know how hard it is. Well, tell that to God. Think positive thoughts all the time. And there are times that we are dealing with people that are very negative. People that is always talking nonsense. They always have a negative approach of life. It does not matter. Let us not be contaminated by the negativeness. Think positive thoughts at all times. Is that on the Bible? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says the following. Read it with me. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy. In other words, you say, okay, boys and girls, let's have a positive thinking at all times. Amen. Brother, can you put the NLT over there in the same scripture? Watch this. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, love, admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. It's basically a challenge, a calling to fill our heads and our thoughts with positive things at all times. Somebody said to me recently, well, preacher, it's easy for you to say that. You don't know. Since I was born, there's only negative things happening in my life. And I said, and it will continue. Don't say that. What you just said. So, can we agree that you're going to change the way that you think about life? Amen. But it's there's no buts and whats here. You know, folks, we can choose to think positive. When John Hunter was here, I used that scripture that God wants us to have a good life. At the end of the service, she was expecting John Hunter to pray for her, and John didn't. So one of John's workers went and prayed. The person was upset. So I'm outside. Pastor Santos, can I please talk to you a little bit? Sure, right ahead. Can we talk a little bit? Yeah. So we came a little bit on the side. I want you to pray for me. I'm upset. And that's cool. Again? She said, what do you mean again? You just arrived in the house of God and you're already upset. You know, I traveled 2 hours to come here for her to pray for me and she doesn't. She didn't. Send somebody else to pray. I don't want somebody else. I want her to pray for me. You with me here? She said, you know, I'm tired. It's always something wrong happening with me. So what happened wrong with you here? This! I came for her to pray for me. She put somebody else to pray. You see what I'm talking about? How people can be bent out of shape and start thinking negative all the time. Then she goes on to say, I better watch out. Something else bad may happen before I get home. I said, woman, you need deliverance. So I led her in a prayer, repenting for the negative way of thinking and speaking. The Bible said that whatever is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable, think about that stuff. If there's some praise worth on this, think about it. I knew a kid. He came, preacher, can you pray for me? So I can pass on my test. And then I asked, and why wouldn't you? She said, well, I never got a 10, I never got 100 on any test. Why? I don't know. So then I'm not going to pray for you. Why? It's got to be a reason why you never get 100 on a test. I don't know. I study, but when I get there, I forget. But all right, I'll pray for you with a condition. Condition, what is it? You're not going to tell me to read the Bible. Actually, I will, but that comes after the test. What are the conditions? I said, I want you to promise me you're not going to watch TV the whole week. What? How many hours do you spend watching TV every night? I don't do much. How many hours? 2? All right. Those 2 hours, you're going to go to your book. What time you go to bed? 11. 11. What time you have supper? 6:30. What do you do from 6:30 to 11? I study for an hour and a half. And then? Well, you know, I'm just hanging around the house. So you mean watching TV? Well, not all the time. So what are you doing the rest of the time? I don't know. So let's agree on this. And if it doesn't work, you have the right to cuss the preacher. But if you don't do what the preacher tells you to do, and you come complaining, cussing the preacher, he's going to just wham on you. My goodness, you're going to do that? Yes. Of course I'm not going to hit nobody's children. Okay. So when you get from school, you're going to wash the dishes, help to prepare dinner. Why have to do that? Just to take away the tension from school. I don't have no tension in school. So shame on you. Why can't you pass on the test? Oh, why did I ask? I don't think she helped at the house. After dinner. Do you have a TV in your room? Yes. Turn it off and give the remote to your mom. What? There's a new series coming in. Who cares? Is that more important than your school? Yes? No? And then, from 7 to 9, you're going to dig your heads on the books. After that, you're going to sleep. What? You sleep at 9 o'clock? I can't sleep. Try. I know I'm going to be tossed. So we agree. And then we pray, Lord, if she does do this, we want you to give her 100. I want her to go over that test with 100. Can I make it 10? No, 9. And I will explain to you why. All right, we agree. That was on a Sunday morning service. The following Sunday, Pastor, I said, yes, 100. Yes. Ha ha, it works, son. Please, can I go back watch TV now? So it depends how much you want to get on your test. The mindset that things is going to go negative is always present. But having the mind of Christ like you and I do, having a new heart, having a new spirit within us, should not place us on the negative mode. Amen. Are you with me here?
Yes.
In the case of this young lady, the negativeness came from the things that she was watching. So I said, most likely she studies for 45 minutes and the rest of the time is in front of a stupid TV. I told her the next test is supposed to be an A+. What? That's a lot. Sure enough, yeah, I know, you don't have to say, I know. Folks, you and I have been capacitated by God. Think positive. Let me show you something here. Brother David, can you put Amos 3:3 up here? Watch this. It is not smart. It does not go together. If you have the mind of Christ and you always have negative thoughts, what does it say? Can two walk together. So if we have the mind of Christ, we have to talk like Christ. We have to think like Christ. Is that right?
Yes.
That's the only way that Christ is going to work together with us. Amen. Now, some people miss the fact. They do not think like God does. They don't talk like God does. They don't do things like God does. And yet, they want God to come on board with them. Are you with me here? And this is why Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2, who knows the mind of the Lord? That shall instruct him. You know what I mean? Folks, you and I can think positive at all times. And there is going to be time, I know, that we will be led to feel miserable and to think negative. On this moment, we should remind ourselves that we have the mind of Christ. And the first thing we should do, what would Jesus say? What would Jesus think on this situation? If a person is thinking according to the mind of Christ, what will his thoughts look like? They will be positive. They will be positive thoughts. There will be thoughts like Jesus would have had. Amen?
Amen.
I believe that enough can never be said about the power of being a positive person, having positive thoughts. Why do I think that enough can never be said? Because God is a positive God. And I believe that if you and I want to flow with Him, we must get on the same wavelength and begin to think positively. And I'm not talking about exercising mind control. No. I'm not talking about this. I'm simply talking about being an all-around positive person. Thinking positive at all times. Because having a positive thought at all times will determine the outcome of your day, of your month, and of your week. Listen to Proverbs 23:7. Watch this. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So if you think in your heart that things is going to be bad, so will it be. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Nevertheless, the Bible said that God gave us a new spirit, a heart of flesh. Is that right? A new heart. And God gives us also a new spirit. So having all this inside of us, let's think positive. Let's run away from the negative thing. Have a positive outlook and attitude on your daily life. Maintain positive thoughts and positive expectations. Engage in positive conversation. You know, I try to avoid people that are always talking negative. You know, some people, you just, hey, I gotta go, man. Bye now. One time, one of my colleagues in college said, why is it that every time I come to talk to you, walk away? I said, I'm pressure. No. So she kept pressing. I said, because you're so negative. Everything that you talk is bad, is negative. You have a pessimistic outlook at life. And her answer was, I'd rather think negative and get maybe what is coming good, that to be thinking good in life, and then get only negative. Oh, I'm thinking, you must have a miserable life. Folks, we are challenged by God, whatever is pure, whatever is good, whatever is lovely, whatever has some self-worth on it, let that stuff occupy our minds. In other words, think positive at all times. You know, Jesus displayed a positive outlook in life like no one in history. Did you know that? He endured many difficulties, including personal attacks, being lied about, being deserted by his disciples when he needed them most, being lonely, being misunderstood, being made fun of, and a bunch of other stuff. In the midst of all this negativeness, he remained positive. He always had an uplifting comment, an encouraging word for those who came after him. He always gave hope to those who were around him, except the Pharisees. I was just thinking about this. Can you imagine? You spent 3 years with 12 dudes and 11 girls. That's 23 people. 3 years, day and night. And right at the moment of crucifixion, Peter takes the knife, chop off the ear of the high priest's servant. He said, hey, what is it? Relax. If I wanted, I could ask Dad, and he could have sent me 10 million angels to handle this. Put back your sword. Take the ear from the guy from the floor, put it back, hold it, and bam, it's sealed. When this happened, the Bible said that everybody ran away. So much for friendship, huh? The only one left was Peter, but he wasn't there. He ran away, and they are taking Jesus, and he's walking behind the trees to see what they're going to do with Jesus. And then when they come, you know the story, he was there, and he denied him 3 times. You know, many of us would have a negative reaction toward those dudes and those girls. Wow, so much for friendship. 23 people, 3 years together, and this is what I got. Nevertheless, Jesus had such a positive outlook of life that I just rejoice reading John 21. Brother Dave, let's go verse by verse. Listen to this. John 21, 5. Then Jesus said to them, now, think about this for a moment. 3 days ago, they all ran away. Left him alone. He got beaten, spit upon, crucified, and the whole nine yards. His guys was not there. He raised from the dead. Where's everybody? Peter took some of them, they went to fish. And they didn't get anything that night. Jesus went after them. And didn't call them, listen, you bunch of scumbags, y'all run away when I need you guys most, huh? Jesus' outlook in life was so positive. He come and say, children, have you any food? They answer him, no. Listen to verse 6. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Can you imagine of how positive Jesus was? After all they did, not only Jesus called them children, his children, he even told them where the fish were. Are you with me here? Watch this, verse 7. Therefore the disciples whom Jesus loved, that's John, say to Peter, it's the Lord! Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea. He's fishing on his skiffies. No other clothes on. Listen to the next scripture. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. 9. Then, as soon as they had come to land, what did they see? And? Talk about positive looking in life, huh? Positive attitude. I tell you, if it was me, I would call them punks. But the master had a different attitude towards people. And this is, for me, this is absolutely fascinating. Verse 10, Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish which you have just caught. Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land full of large fish. Full of large fish. 153. And although there were so many, talk about miracles. Talk about positive stuff. 153 large fish. Now, folks, if Jesus could do that, you and I can do the same. Because we got a new heart. We got a new spirit. We got a heart of flesh. And we've got the mind of Christ. Will we do it is the question. Listen to one more verse, or maybe two. Jesus said to them, come and eat breakfast. Yet none of the disciples dare ask him, who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord. After all this, not only he called them children, he went through the heartache of getting coals, lighting up, had bread, had already some fish, a lot of frying, and then said, come on, boys, have breakfast with me. Isn't that fantastic? Verse 13. Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. He even served them. And this is why I'm challenging you and I today. Let's be positive thinking people at all times. Even when things doesn't go the way we wish it would go. People may think we are nuts. Yes, we are, because we've got the mind of Christ. So the world cannot understand us. Are y'all with me so far?
Yes.
The mind of Christ in us is positive. Therefore, anytime we become negative, we are not operating with the mind of Christ. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Millions of people suffer from what I call the downs of life. They are discouraged. They are despaired. They are depressed. And you know, folks, I think it's impossible for you and I to have the mind of Christ and be on down mode at all the time. And it's also impossible to be down at all times and not be negative, unless you're sick. And if that's the case, the negativeness through sickness will only worsen the condition. Elder Cecil went to the hospital yesterday and he had a surgery, a hip replacement. We've been praying and praying and praying and praying, but God chose to do it differently. So he was in the hospital and he already got the title of happiest patient in the hospital. Because of his positive attitude, it's just touching people left and right. We went and spent about an hour and a half with him today. And everybody came in, everybody's smiling, everybody's talking to him because of that positive attitude. I mean, you have a major surgery, a hip replacement. But just jump up, had the surgery yesterday at 11, finished at 1. By 5 o'clock, he was already walking, doing exercise, and everybody's, whoa. And they said, Pastor, if all goes well, I might even be in church on Sunday. They said, hey, relax, Tiger. Relax, Tiger. But I said, no, I might be in church on Sunday. You know, a positive view of life, a positive way of thinking, a positive attitude is good medicine for our bodies at all times. I said, well, preacher, you don't know, you know. Let me tell you this. When the person is always down or in the negative mood, everything about that person is down. Usually their head is always hanging down. The corner of their mouth is always down. Have you ever come to somebody, they always... Even if they're not talking, but the corners of the mouth is out. You know what I'm talking about? The corner of their mouth is down. Their eyes are droopy. Their shoulders slump down. And usually they want always to sit down or to lay down. Well, I'm going through a lot of problems. Well, I got good news for you. According to Psalms 3:3, there's hope for you and I. Read it with me. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory. Think positive. You've got a positive God. He is the one that is the lifter of our head. It doesn't matter how bad it is. God is the lifter of our heads. God wants folks to lift you and I up. The devil wants to press us down. God wants to lift us up. Satan uses the negative events and situations in our lives to depress us. You know that, right? But you know what? Our God, the God that you and I serve, is the one that will lift. He is a head lifter. And it doesn't matter how hard things may be, go to Him. Shield yourself, hide yourself in Him, and let Him lift you up. Being negative will never resolve anything. It's just much easier to start thinking positively. I am challenging you today. Change your way of thinking. Change your mindset. Make a choice to be positive. Even when things don't look favorable, choose to be positive. Your God is a positive God. You've got a new heart, a heart of flesh, not a heart of stone. You've got a new spirit within you. God deposited in you the Spirit of God. And being Him a positive God, depositing you His Spirit, you and I become automatically positive. And to top off, not only He works in the heart, He also gave us the mind of Christ. Be careful with what you feel your mind with. What is it that is filling your thoughts? Change your mindset. Think like Christ. Have a positive attitude towards life. And watch God doing some crazy stuff. God bless you. We will continue.